Broadcasting from high above the reserve, this is Radio Harambe.
Jumbo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Radio Harambe. This is Safari Mike. I am flying solo today, and I'll get to the show in a minute. But I wanted to bring your attention to our Tee Public store. You can click on the link in the show notes. You can click on the links in our bios and all of our social media pages, including Jumbo, everyone, on Twitter, and Safari underscore Mike, or Disney's Animal Kingdom, all one word, on Instagram. In the profile, you will see a link to our Tee Public store. Go on there. You catch all sorts of cool designs, everything from Countdown to Extinction and the Tiger River Run and, you know, obscure things like that too. Not so obscure things like Boma or the Dawa Bar or the Nomad Lounge. There's even fun things like zebra domes and disco yetis. So go on there, click on it. You can get t-shirts, mouse pads, hoodies, all of that. Every single dime that we make here at with this Tee Public store goes to conservation. We are currently raising money to send to help the forests, the mountain forests, excuse me, of Colombia, which we may be hearing more about coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom in the not-too-distant future. A little bit more on that on our new show, which just happened a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully we'll be getting more information as we go along. But today, I wanted to do a little bit or another episode of Animals That You Should Know. We've been spending a lot of time over the last month, 6 weeks or so, talking about Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. I recently did a show about the design efforts behind Jumbo House. I did, things you didn't know about Kidani Village recently. So we thought that maybe an episode of Animals You Should Know focusing exclusively on the Animal Kingdom Lodge might be beneficial or might be fun. So the next time you head over to the Animal Kingdom Lodge or even stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, be on the lookout for some of the animals that I am going to talk about now. The first one is Benny. Now, Benny is an okapi, and okapis at the Animal Kingdom Lodge can be found at the Pembe Savannah. Now, for those of you who don't know where that is at Kidani Village. It's the only savannah at Kidani Village that is exclusive to Kidani Village. The savannah that you see out front of Sanaa, or you go out to the observation area, you know, that is shared with Jumbo House. You can also see those animals over at Jumbo House. But this savannah that I'm talking about is actually on the other side of Kidani Village, and it's over by the pool. So if you're checking out the pool or the pool bar there, there is a little savannah there that is going to that contains two of the animals that we're talking about right away. And the first is Benny the Okapi. He was born in July of 2022. My wife and I were able to watch Benny when we were there in 2023. Benny's mother is Olivia, and the father is Alambe. Okapis are part of the SSP program for okapis, or for the AZA. And that, of course, is, and I know I've described this in prior programs, so excuse me if you've heard me say this before, but the SSP program means Species Survival Program, and that is a concerted effort throughout all accredited zoos in the United States to pair animals for breeding purposes so that, you know, the gene pool is viable and thriving. And Olivia and Alambe were matched by the SSP, and they gave birth to, or Olivia gave birth to Benny in July of 2022. So that makes him going on 2 years of age now, which he's about, he's an adult size at this point in time. Benny was a star of Disney's the making of Disney's Animal Kingdom. He was on episode 4 of the second season, for those of you who want to, you know, see a little bit more about Benny. Okapis, of course, you know, most of you know who, what, you know, what they are. They are, they look like basically giraffes, and they are closely related to giraffes. They have that big, long tongue that giraffes have to catch food up in trees, mostly leaves and fruits and things like that. They look like giraffes, except they are, instead of having spots, they have zebra-covered back legs and a dark chestnut kind of coat on the body and the head. But their skull certainly looks a lot like a giraffe, and they, you could see that kind of facial structure. The zebra patterns in the back are not because they're related to zebras, but it's a similar kind of concept in that it helps with camouflage. Now, okapi are considerably smaller than giraffe. You know, they get to be about 8 feet in length. And they can be as high as, or their shoulders can be as high as about 5 or 6 feet, which of course is significantly smaller than the giraffes that you will see at the Animal Kingdom Lodge and Kilimanjaro Safaris. They were only found in a couple of forests in the Republic of the Congo. Now, for those of you who are familiar with international news, you'll know that the Congo has been at the epicenter of a lot of war over the last few decades, really. And because of that, they had a significant decline in their habitat, and they were often hunted for food. So, and even today, it's very difficult to get in there and study okapi just because of the presence of various armed rebels and groups and things like that. So it's difficult to study the okapi. Fortunately, there are quite a bit of them in zoos around the world, including two different groups here at Disney. As I'm sure many of you know, there is also a set of okapi, which we recently talked about at the most recent news show on the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. Now, the next animal I want to talk about is also at that same savanna, and that is Walter the Red River Hog. Red River Hogs are, well, they look like pigs, they look like hogs, except they're brightly red. They have those big, long ears with tufts on the ears. They are different-looking kinds of pigs. But, of course, they are in the pig family, and they are also found in the Congo and other forests or rainforests in the Central Africa area. Red River Hogs are quick on land, but they also like to swim and will swim often. They are not as big as some of the other pigs. In fact, Red River Hogs are the smallest of all African pigs. They are related, of course, to warthogs and other animals like that, and they are smaller. They live in groups, sometimes big groups, up into 30 animals. But here at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's only a couple of adult Red River Hogs. You will see them on the Pembe along with the okapi. So whenever you're there, look to see Walter. His mother is Daisy. Daisy is, you know, taking good care of Walter. But the whole group actually in Red River Hogs helps raise the young, helps teach the young, you know, what food is good and how to hide and, you know, all that kind of stuff. The next animal I want to talk about is Lavender. Lavender is an awfully cool name, and that is Lavender is an Attix. Attix are found at Jumbo House. Attix are critically endangered. There are less than 500 of them in the wild. And this is because of overhunting for food by locals. They are found in northern Africa. And in fact, there are several thousand in private reserves and zoos throughout the world. There are over 600 attics, for example, in Europe. Therefore, there are more attics in Europe than there are in the wild. They are, like the okapi that I mentioned before, part of an SSP program, and Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge is actively involved in that. Lavender, in fact, is kind of a star of the SSP. She has had two calves. And when you're talking about a critically endangered animal, every baby is precious. The most recent was born in October of 2022. They are attempting to reintroduce the attics into Morocco and Chad to increase the population in the wild. Attics, for those of you who have a good memory, attics were originally found on the Kilimanjaro safaris about, I want to say like 6-7 years ago in the early days of Radio Harambe. They had the attics were moved into the very end where the goats now are of Kilimanjaro Safari. And they were there sort of as a, you know, the drivers talked about how they were critically endangered. And it was kind of a, you know, to end the safari on this conservation note. They were removed and moved to the Animal Kingdom Lodge as Disney tried to put a zebra in that area, which, of course, did not work out. And eventually we now have the goats that are found at the end of Kilimanjaro Safaris. So the next time you're at Jumbo House and you see attics, you may be looking at lavender. Attics are really cool looking antelope, so make sure you check them out. We've got two more animals that I want to talk about today. The fourth one is Zarina. Zarina is a Hartman's Mountain zebra, and she was born a couple years ago. Zarina actually means golden one in Persia. She was born during the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, so in 2022. She is found in Hartman's Mountain zebras are found in the mountains of Namibia and Angola. They live in very dry grasslands. They live in large herds, although in Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's only a handful. A couple of the other ones are Heidi and Trooper. They are vulnerable. That means that they are just a step removed from endangered. Vulnerable on the scale means that they are vulnerable to becoming endangered. And they are found only in limited areas and, like I said, in very dry grasslands. They have a unique behavior in that they do dust bathing, which means they roll around in the dusty sands of the areas that they live in, kicking up all sorts of dirt, and they make these impressions into the ground. So next time you're at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, these guys are at Jumbo House, you may find Zarina, the Hartman's Mountain zebra. Last, and certainly not least, we are going to move away from mammals and go into birds. There are a few birds that are located at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, including vultures and ostriches and African crown cranes. But I am not talking about any of those more commonly seen ones at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Instead, I am referring to Casanova. Now, Casanova was also a star of an episode of the making of Disney's Animal Kingdom. You could see him on episode four, of season one. He is an Abyssinian ground hornbill, and these guys are kind of the size of a turkey. They have these blue markings on the skin of around their eyes and on their neck. The feathers themselves are virtually pitch black. They are called ground hornbills, although they do know how to fly. They prefer, however, to run, especially if they're threatened. So if there's a cheetah after it or some other potential predator, the Abyssinian ground hornbill's instinct is to run, not fly. They will fly to catch prey or to defend their territory. It is only the males, by the way, that sport blue and red coloration on their throats. So if you see a blue and red colored animal, you are looking at Casanova. Casanova has actually a pretty good relationship with the cast members. He is known to bring over sticks to the cast members so that they can use those for s'mores and marshmallows and things like that. He is actually pretty well trained and enjoys his interaction with the cast members. They, as I said, they will be able to fly to catch their animals. They catch their prey. They eat all sorts of animals. They'll eat various reptiles, including lizards, even cobras. But a lot of the time they're eating insects and arachnids, so they will actually fly up to catch some arachnids and things like that. They've been known to even kill rabbits for food. And they supplement their diet not only with seeds and fruit, but also with carrion. They'll eat dead animals. In the zoo at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, though, they eat mostly mealworms and crickets and things like that. So if you do see a blue and red obsidian ground hornbill over at Kidani Village, then you are looking at our friend Casanova. And be sure to check out the episodes of Disney's The Making of Disney's Animal Kingdom, so to get a little bit more information on the animals that I was just talking about. So that is today's episode of Radio Harambe. I want to again direct your attention to our TeePublic stage, our TeePublic page. You can check it out on our on the show notes here, as well as our social media pages. And every dime we make, I can't stress this enough, every dime we make goes to conservation. So every time you buy a T-shirt or a mouse pad or a hoodie or a coffee mug, some money goes to conservation. And we've raised hundreds of dollars over the course of the years that we've been doing this, or actually more like thousands of dollars. In fact, I recently came to know that a couple episodes back was our 300th podcast. That's a combination of both Safari Mike's Planet Watch as well as Radio Harambe. But, you know, thank you all for listening to, for those of you who have, this is your first episode or this is your 304th. I thank you for listening to Radio Harambe. Kwa Harini, and go well. Now